The Thomas Cole National Historic Site and the Owana Partnership, Owana State Historic Site, announced that they are going to co-host a landmark exhibition of contemporary art to highlight the pivotal role that the two historic properties and the artists who lived and worked there played in shaping America's culture of contemporary art. The exhibition River Crossings Contemporary Art Comes Home opens May 3rd and runs through November 1st. The exhibition is curated by Stephen Hanick, the celebrated painter, and Jason Rosenfeld, the art historian who recently curated two enormously popular exhibitions at Tate Britain in London and the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. Here to tell us more are Betsy Jacks, director of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site, and Mark Brzezorski, landscape curator at Owana. Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you both here.
Glad to be here.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you with us and to tell us what's going on at this beautiful, beautiful place. So tell us how this particular exhibit came to be, Betsy.
Well, it was on Halloween in 2013, and Sarah Griffin, who was the president of the Owana Partnership until she just retired, and I went to Stephen Hanick's studio in North Adams, Mass. And Stephen Hanick is an artist who has been influenced by Thomas Cole and Frederick Church for much of his career and is very passionate about our sites. So he said to us, I'd really like to do something to help your sites. And he had an idea that he's been tinkering with, he said, for decades in the back of his head. And that was to curate an exhibition of contemporary art that would actually go inside the historic spaces and outside on the landscapes. And so that's what he did. We said, yes, we would be delighted. And he brought in his co-curator, Jason Rosenfeld. And we owe a lot to Stephen now.
When you look at this overall exhibition, River Crossings, Contemporary Art Comes Home, how does it play out? What will the visitors see as they're coming in?
Well, it's what we like to say is it's an unexpected thrill at every turn, because the art that has been put inside these homes and on the landscapes speak to the past, and the past speaks to the present in unexpected ways. And one of the artists, Martin Puryear, who was walking through the other day, said, this is such a surprise that it works so well, and that there are so many of these connections between the art of today and the art of the past.
Yeah, I agree with the surprise part. Many of us have worked on this for a while, and a lot of people have put a lot of time into this, but we knew what the pieces would look like, but when they were installed, it was astonishing. Some of them surprised us in ways that we had not anticipated.
The great thing about this is it's 28 contemporary artists, and there are these two wonderful settings. And you get basically one exhibit at two places.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a completely shared endeavor. And that's one of the really nicest things that have come out of this, is that the two sites have been working together all along on educational programs, marketing initiatives. But this takes it really a step further.
Yeah. And The history of the two sites, as many know, are tied so closely together. There would be no Owana had there not been Thomas Cole across the river. So to join together like this is really something we've worked together before, but have never done something to this extent. And you can't see the full exhibition without going to both sites. So you literally have to cross the river to experience the full thing.
When talk a little bit about the 28 contemporary artists of you mentioned obviously Stephen Hanick who curated it. How were these works of art chosen? How did they come? What were you looking for to and here's the big question: what goes where? Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to point out, and this will be clear to people when they come to see the exhibition, this is very much the vision of an artist, Stephen Hanick, and he has brought together so many people, and many of the people he brought in were his friends, the artists. So without Stephen and his associations and his vision, we could not have done this. Do you want to
Yes, it's he had connections to these artists who, I think if I called them, I don't know if they'd return my phone call.
Yeah.
You know, he reached out to Cindy Sherman and Kiki Smith and Martin Puryear and Chuck
Maya
Close,
Lynn
and, Maya Lin. Yeah. And, you know, the names, as he was telling them our names, the names, we were astounded that he had this kind of Rolodex. But he said that they all jumped at the chance. They were thrilled to be a part of this.
Yeah, many of these artists have their works in private collections in private homes, or they're in white box galleries. But to be in this sort of setting, these two settings, is really rare or unprecedented for them. It certainly is for us to do this.
So again, back to that question of the division. So of what goes where and how it unfolds.
Yeah.
Was that like rock, paper, scissors? Or
it was the vision of the two
co-curators,
Jason Rosenfeld and Stephen Hanek, made the selections. They chose the artist. They worked with the two sites to figure out where the pieces would best be shown. And there was a lot of back and forth. And I think the selections were pretty fantastic.
Yeah, they really walked through the spaces and looked carefully and also asked the artists. They consulted with the artists and said, what do you think about this space? You know, what would be a good piece here? And the artists sometimes said, I know the perfect piece, and went out of their way to get it for us. So it was a collaborative effort the whole way.
In that collaboration and bringing everyone together for this, of this contemporary art coming home, and the inevitable juxtaposition with Frederick Church and Thomas Cole, what do you think the average attendee gets from that experience?
Well, I think that people are going to see both sites in ways they had never thought before. We, who work closely with these two places, are already seeing our sites in new ways. The spaces seem different in certain rooms. Out in the landscape, you discover things that you weren't expecting. I think that people will see a new side to these two sites, and it will help them to look back toward the 19th century in a way that they weren't expecting to do.
Yes, as we've been walking people through the exhibit before it opens, my board members, some members of the press, some of the comments are, can we keep this stuff? This looks great in here.
We're hearing that too. There are some pieces people don't want to leave.
Yeah. And some of them have really expanded our vision of the space, things that are installed all over the walls. It makes the space look bigger in some cases, and it makes you look around in ways you hadn't looked around the site before.
And for at Olana in the court hall, which is the very central room, the big sort of iconic room in the main house, there's a sculpture which will blow people's minds. People will walk around it. They'll walk under it. It will change people's perception of the space.
Yeah, in many cases, a lot of the artworks are interactive that way. You can enter it, walk around it, look up. It shines on you. There are a lot of fun aspects to this I think people will enjoy.
The idea, of course, is for people to visit both places, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so that would be, we can do this in a day, right? Mm-hmm. Is that...
Yes, yeah, so if you
it's we all doable.
Are, well, it's we are encouraging close. People to buy their tickets ahead of time. If they show up in the morning and expect to do it all in one day, they may find it sold out, but the tickets are all available online.
Yeah. Okay. And we should point out also that the two sites are connected by the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Right.
If you really wanted to, you could walk from site to site, but most people will drive. It's a very close.
They're only 2 miles apart. Yeah. I think people don't realize how close they are.
And you have these goods. And if you do both, you get a pin.
That's right. We created a button, a pin that says, I crossed the river.
Right. River Crossings is the name of the exhibit. So you cross the river and you get to see both at the at Owana and the Thomas Cole site.
And our website gives much more information about hours, visiting, shuttle service that we're providing, the artists, their bios, rivercrossings.org.
Rivercrossings.org, rivercrossings.org, and I'll give that information at the end of the segment as well. This is your big exhibit that's running, as I mentioned, opens this weekend and then will stay open through the 1st of November. So you're with us for a long time, and as you said, you also get a new understanding of looking at your respective sites. So give us a sense of what else is going on, what else is there at each place.
Well, the sites themselves are as always, packed with the 19th century treasures they always have. Olana filled with Frederick Church's paintings, and the Cole House filled with Thomas Cole's works and artifacts. Also at the Cole House, they'll see a building under construction. We're reconstructing Thomas Cole's new studio, and that will open this summer. So when you arrive, you'll see cranes and men and women climbing up and down the walls, putting siding on, or who knows what.
Yeah, and at Olana, there's a lot happening. We are doing finishing up a major landscape restoration project, restoring the view of the Hudson River from the main house. Everyone who sees it is kind of shocked by it, including me. In July, we're doing a plein air event, artists with easels. Paintings will be for sale. In August, we're doing an incredible Icebergs in August fundraising party, riff on Frederick Church's Iceberg Travels. And in September, we're doing Groundswell, a one-day exhibition event, partnering with another arts organization, Wave Farm, with contemporary artists out in the landscape.
This is it's a beautiful exhibit, and it's going to be running May 3rd to November 1st. So you have some time, but why not see it this weekend or very, very soon? It's I also love this idea of the shuttle. That's great.
Yeah.
Also
yeah.
a
yeah,
good
the,
idea.
The two villages, Catskill and City of Hudson, are very excited about that,
and
too.
It'll connect to the train station in Hudson on certain days. Again, on our website, it's all there.
Very cool. The website is rivercrossings.org, rivercrossings.org. ORG. River Crossings Contemporary Art Comes Home will be in and around the Thomas Cole National Historic Site and the Olana State Historic Site, again, May 3rd and running through November 1st. It's wonderful to have you both with us. Betsy Jacks is director of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site. Mark Brzozorski is a landscape curator at Olana. Thank you both for being with us. Have a beautiful season, and thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.